With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the White House's declining comment on Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's call for new elections in Israel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Schumer wants Israel to hold new elections because he believes Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way and is an obstacle to peace. At the White House, National Security Spokesman John Kirby offered no specific comment.
We're still focused, laser focused on trying to get a temporary ceasefire in place so that we can get the hostages out and get more aid in. That's where our head is right now.
Schumer is the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, has denied one of the former president's motions to dismiss his federal classified documents case. She cited unconstitutional vagueness in her ruling. She said that while Trump's argument warranted serious consideration, she did not want to prematurely decide the issues raised. This case involves records, some highly classified, he took with him from the White House. Defense lawyers could raise the argument again later in the case. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg again warned that Western nations must not delay in sending weapons to Ukraine or Russia will prevail.
The Ukrainians are not running out of courage. They are running out of ammunition. Together, we have the capacity to provide Ukraine what it needs. Now we need to show the political will to do so. All allies need to dig deep and deliver quickly. Every day of delay has real consequences on the battlefield in Ukraine.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 137 points, the Nasdaq dropped 49. This is SRN News. Political observers expect abortion to be a key election issue this year as pro-life groups seek to counter misinformation being distributed by pro-abortion legislators. Dr. Ingrid Scott, vice president of the Charlotte Lozier Institute, warns the abortion industry is using fear-mongering to perpetuate the myth that pro-life laws deny mothers the right to life-saving care in the event of a crisis during pregnancy.
Every state that has pro-life protections allows an exception if an abortion is needed to save a mother's life. So it's absolutely a lie on its face that doctors can't provide life-saving care. But at a deeper level, I practice in Texas. I've delivered 5,000 babies. I've never had to perform a direct abortion, which is defined as having the intent of ending that unborn child's life in order to save a mother.
Ingrid Scott adds there is a lot of fearful doctors who simply don't understand laws on the books. This is SRN News. Russian state media reports that Yemen's Houthi rebels have a new hypersonic missile. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The report by Russian news agency RIA Novosti provided no evidence for the claim, only citing an unnamed official as the source. A new hypersonic missile would, however, potentially raise the stakes as the rebels continue to attack ships in the Red Sea since November. So far, the US and others have been able to down any missiles or drones that come near their warships in Mideast waters. However, hypersonic weapons could pose crucial challenges to missile defenses systems because of their speed and maneuverability. The Houthis say the attacks are to force Israel to end the war in Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Houthis have for weeks hinted about surprises coming onto the battlefield to counter the United States and its allies. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.